The principal feast of today, Pope St. Silvarius, and the only one of that name, had a very, very interesting life and a most interesting end. He was the successor of Pope St. Agapetus I. But he also was the son of Pope St. Ormisdas, the one, only one of that name. And of course, St. Ormisdas had been married and had children, among them Silvarius, before he was a priest or a bishop or a pope. And so here it is, his son. Of course, popes did not rule for very long in those days. In fact, St. Silvarius only was pope for about 16 or 18 months, most of the time in which he was fleeing or in prison. The Roman Empire had fallen, and the Ostrogothic king of Italy had influenced the very small College of Cardinals at that time, and there's always been people to influence the College of Cardinals, even today, even in 2013 and so forth. And this had been his favorite candidate, but he did not appoint him. He was elected, as is the law of the church. But the empress in Constantinople, Theodosia, who still had pretensions over Italy and the rest of Europe, and she was the wife of Emperor Justinian I, who was a very good emperor, but he let his wife have too much say. You know, the head of the family is the man, not the woman. And when a woman begins to tell everybody what to do, we're in big trouble. So remember that. So Theodosia, who also was a heretic, she was of a Eutychian heresy, also called Monophysitism. And, of course, it was a Christological heresy, and it denied the two natures of Christ. He was one hybrid nature of himself. Mono means one. Phusis means nature. And so she supported Eutychius, who was the bishop of Constantinople, who was a heretic. And so, of course, St. Silvarius condemned Monophysitism and Eutychianism, the same thing, and Eutychius along with it. Theodosia did not like it. And so she had him arrested and put into prison and sent into exile on an island off the shores of Naples. And there he suffered so much, so many privations, and so much that he died in the year 538, only being pope for about 16 months. But most of those years, he never really did get to rule the church, but he was the head, nevertheless, of the church. The other feast is one that's even more mysterious, and that is a feast of St. Hector, that is today. And even in the Vatican, now they're in the calendars, in the martyrologies. I particularly see it in Spain and in Italy, all the calendars, I have some, they have on this day St. Hector. But the Congregation of the Saints, or the Dicastery for the Cause of the Saints now, does not have any record of him. Of course, he was way back before there was any paperwork along with the canonization of saints. So it isn't in the American or English calendars, but nevertheless, it is his feast. And it goes back to the first millennium of the church. So pray for me today, and also pray for the repose of the soul of my father, whose name was also Hector. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.